I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Exotic species remain a growing problem across the Badger State landscape, but many residents are fighting back. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council recently announced its Invasive Species Action Award winners. I'll tell you about some of these folks when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2025 Invasive Species Action Awards, which were recently presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin, and each of the winners is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of exotic species. Recipients included Abby Voigt, who is the coordinator of the Timberland Invasives Partnership in northeastern Wisconsin. She conducts control measures on more than 100 acres per year. There's also Ben Johnston. In his role with the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County, Ben has led invasive species control and monitoring on more than 8,600 acres. There's also Kathy Higley, a lake conservation specialist with Vilas County. Higley has assisted more than 100 lake associations in her county with aquatic invasive species. You can see the complete list at dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.